everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Oh, why you saying it like that, Tom Joyner? Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
Thanks, sir. J. Anthony Brown.
What's going on? What up, Hug?
It's last Friday, the 31st, or to all you superstitious, dyslexic people, Friday the 13th. You weak the Obamas. Man, what didn't happen this week? People were getting snubbed, snowed in, stranded, stepping off, smirking their faces and showing up at the State of the Union with ducking shenanigans, scaring reporters, saying shocking and shiggity to sell newspapers. And I blame this week's change of events on the Cat in the Hat. Yep, Pharrell. When Pharrell wore that hat at the Grammys, all Pharrell hell broke loose. Pharrell's contender number one for wearing that honeycomb hideout on his head and causing the climate change and polar vortex. No brother should not be allowed to wear a hat like that unless accompanied by a horse. Pharrell should have known what time it was with that Keebler cuckoo clock he was wearing, he was rocking. Contender number two or three, Daft Punk. Did y'all hear the musical duo sometimes get their assistants to rock their helmets to events when they don't want to go? So for all we know, we've been Daft Punk. It could have been Ludacris and Dwayne Wade under them helmets at the Grammys. But we know they don't wear helmets. Contender number four, Pink, who also performed at the Grammys. How many times is she going to do that string thing, y'all, at the war show? I mean, is she trying to get an endorsement with Tampax like Marshall Lynch got with Skittles, y'all?
Wow.
Contender number five, Macklemore. Now, Macklemore, he got a couple of Grammys. He also won Best Rap Album, which he tweeted to Kendrick Lamar, "Sorry, you got robbed." Macklemore, don't say that shiggity smack no more unless you're going to plan on giving Kendrick your gold sippy cup. Now, contender number six was going to be Mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, until I heard the brother on the show, Tom, explaining what happened. So I can't blame the brother without including the governor. I mean, Atlanta was like a sister dating a rich Caucasian dude. 2 inches of white stuff and she don't want to work no more. I mean, like Kasim said, the media made it look like Atlanta was cloudy with a chance of snowballs, y'all. Between the governor and the brother, they could have called the one person that had the manpower and staff to get the roads back working and the people twerking. Tyler Perry. Yep. You know Tyler Perry put more people in Atlanta to work. Bruce, he's the Bruce Wayne, y'all. Contender number six, Tom Joyner.
What?
How the habanero hell are you going to tell Mayor Kasim to hang in there and get some ice for his bruises? That's why he's in this shiggity, Negro. Ice. That's the last thing you tell him. You should have said a gauze pants, a Band-Aid, a sling, a cast, even a wheelchair, but not no damn ice. That's like telling R. Kelly to drink some lemonade after his trial.
Oh, my God.
What was you going to tell Rob Ford? Hang in there, don't crack. That's like telling Chris Christie it's nothing but water under the bridge. What is wrong with you, Negro? I was going to put John Boehner and those Republicans who was hating on President Obama during the State of the Union address, including the one that walked out of, but you... Alabama, I had to snap their ass. You are the Bama of the week. Thanks to you, Ice Ice Baby.